Simply Done, the podcast network.
You don't need to grab nothing, okay?
Grab your fanny pack to help you be level.
What are you doing? Motherfucker! Get away from me! Don't punch!
You fucking asshole! You fucking hit me in the nose! Raise your fucking hand! Raise your hand! I got glasses!
Sit over there!
You guys have glasses! Son of a bitch!
You wouldn't hit a Scaremaster in glasses.
You fuck!
Tell me we got that on tape!
Oh, you fuck!
Dan!
Have a seat, Perry.
You love me.
You touch me again, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. You fucking put your elbow in my nose. You fucking with your swing and I didn't touch you, you cocksucker.
This motherfucker did.
So what?
What did I do?
You remove this.
I never.
You never touch this again. Go fuck yourself.
Here we go.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. It's your old pal Don.
My name is Maul.
Maul who? I'm, of course, the baddest, the one and only Scary Perry.
Well, in the pre-show, Perry punched me in the nose.
I remember that.
Oh. Punch you in the nose.
You with your fucking elbow.
Hang on, let me. You were lucky.
Can I tell you what though? Can I tell you what? I think you handled it very well.
Thank you.
Like a gentleman.
He handled it very well.
You broke a headset and you fucking punched me in the nose.
I didn't break it.
I did not break it.
You broke it because you were swinging at me.
No, I wasn't. Keep saying it. I'm going to shove it up your ass.
I have an awesome set of tools.
By the way, Nick will be hearing about this.
Oh, Nick will be hearing about this.
Yeah.
Let him hear about it. And I'll explain everything that happened.
What did I do? That you almost broke the mic.
And then you
swung, and with your elbow, you hit me square in the nose.
You're lucky it was just the elbow, which is barely on.
Yeah. Oh, Dan.
You're so lucky, Dan. You're very lucky.
If you would have gotten the full fury of Stone Fury, dude,
you don't want it.
We wouldn't even be talking
right now. You don't want it. You don't want the full fury of
Perry,
Stone Fury.
You gotta realize how stupid you are right now.
High five, dude.
Mole.
Hey, buddy.
Mole. I'm talking to you.
I believe he's talking to you, Mole.
He already told me. He said, do not. I heard him the first time.
Do not.
Do not.
Do not what?
Do not.
Do not what?
Ever.
What's he talking about?
Fuck with me again.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Fuck with me again.
What did he say?
Oh, you're using the headsets that aren't working.
Trying to fix the headsets.
All right, but just use the other.
Scaremaster, talk to me. I'm trying to fix the headphones you broke.
Take those off, Maul, and put on the other ones that you had originally.
I'll stick with these. They go on and off, so we'll see how it goes with the show.
Okay, you were in the middle of saying something.
Yeah, I don't want him to ever touch my pouch again.
I'm sorry, buddy. Hold on.
You know what? You do it every fucking show.
Jiggling the cable.
Don't touch the fucking pouch. You know, motherfucker.
All right. Here's what I heard. I heard touch the pouch.
Yeah, fucking unbuckle it like a cunt.
Unbuckle the pouch. Are you going in and out on these headphones I'm trying to fix? Unbuckle the pouch, okay.
If you do it again, I'm not going to lay a finger on
him. Do it again.
If you do it again.
You're not going to touch anybody. Perry, do you?
What did I do?
You play Meta World Peace on my face. You went like this. You reached back and you swung with your elbow.
Oh, so
number one.
Is he going to get?
Do not start threatening people here.
I heard from Dan, start threatening people here.
No, I said, do not.
See, it goes in and out on these headphones.
Put on the other headphones. This is starting to get irritating.
I'm going to stick with these.
All right. What you did was out of line, Perry.
Yes, sir.
Do you think if we fought, let's say bare-chested, nothing but knuckles, in a fucking ring, how bad would I beat the fuck out of you?
Wait a second. Bare-chested? Is Mr. Adams asked him to do this? Because he one time made me fight this... I was supposed to wrestle this kid at his house. He wanted both of us to take our shirts off. And I got out of there. Scaremaster's laughing. I'm laughing
because you're beating up on some faggot over at his house.
Perry, Judge and ye shall not be judged. I think that
you
wrestled some.
You want to fight me because number one, because I hate you.
Oh God! But what do you? Shit. But the point is Perry, I would kill you.
All you gotta do is.
Oh, I would kill you.
You know, you need to.
All right, right. And then when I got you down, I would pound the fuck out of you. I would not stop.
But if I had a chance to just grab a hold of you. I would strangle the.
No,
fucking
you would,
shit
but you couldn't
you.
Get that close,
and,
you fucking,
and your fucking
moron.
Head would fucking.
He's
go
got
clink.
Here's the thing: Scare Master has moves, like fight moves. Okay.
He's got nothing.
I got nothing.
He got nothing. Perry, did you
I'm
see?
Gonna, I'm going to say one name. Somebody that
you
met.
Oh, here
I'm
it is.
Say one name. Somebody that you met.
Okay.
At Haha's.
Who?
My distant cousin Joe Nesto.
Yeah. Okay. He's okay. A martial he, artist.
That's right. That's right.
That has nothing to do with you.
If he. Because you were out, you were like on top of him, like you were about ready to fucking throw a punch at him.
All right.
He would have knocked you on your ass. And,
okay, and I would knock the fuck out of you. I would beat the shit out of you. Mole would beat the shit out of you. But you threatened to beat the fuck out of us. Perry, you were a pussy that now has a neck problem and a balance problem. You are a pussy. I would kill you. Stop fucking threatening me, you pile of dog shit.
I heard dog.
I said dog shit.
Like, you mean like, yo, dog. Hey, no. So listen, what's that you got in your hand there, Scary Master?
The three fucking things you want me to...
Okay, so if you don't know what we're talking about, I will explain this, and we'll get to this in a second. Perry is supposed to bring us three punishments. Three punishments that we can do to him because he is a moron. He first of all got in touch with the sponsor and tried to get some things from the sponsor. He just completely disobeyed the way things go. You think you're right for that?
I didn't get in touch with the
sponsor. You didn't get in touch with Neil Leeds.
For what?
You didn't talk to Neil Leeds.
For what?
Why did he flip out on me? To get a fucking plane ticket for Nick.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to talk to our sponsor, period.
Okay.
Nothing goes into that. Well, all right, but not only that, then you scream like a maniac. You're out of control, Perry, and we're tired of it. And
I'm okay with it.
Then you tried to have $10 shout out sent to your place.
Because your system was broken.
No, it wasn't. My email was not broken down. My Facebook went down. And that does nothing about my post office box where people are sending things.
Okay.
There is no reason in the world for you
to
do that.
Then I made
so what we've done is this. I'm tired of Perry's fucking con artist bullshit, and everyone, by the way, I should say, is coming out and hating you for fucking being such an asshole. I think today is going to be a real interesting day because it's going to show people what a fucking complete fuckhead you are. Okay, so Perry, we will get to that in just a second because we do have things we're supposed to do. Mole, before we get into anything, is there anything you wanted to say today?
Well, I would like to congratulate Scare Master.
Congratulate?
Yes. There's the big news week out. It's Obama, the first gay president by Andrew Sullivan. And so in light of your holiday coming up, I just think it's a great time that you have your president who's got you in mind and your agenda.
Excuse me, faggot. I'm not, the only gay I am is a happy gay. I'm not faggot gay.
What did I say?
You said gay president.
That's what they said. It's on the cover of Newsweek. What does it say? What does it say?
I don't care what it says.
The first gay president.
Number one, I'm not
Andrew Sullivan.
Number two,
Newsweek
all
cover.
I am is from Chicago, like Barack Obama.
Thank you. That's another thing you guys have in common. What else? Smart? Both smart?
He's not gay. He just accepts the fact.
He's just happy gay.
Yes, he's got a nice wife. He's got two beautiful daughters.
And what about you? You don't have either one of those two things. You have a daughter.
Thank you.
But you don't.
Daughter. Obama's at least a
we
little bit
white. We got
to
find some ladies and settle down, dudes.
Perry's 100% greaseball, so there's no
I'm
white in him.
I'm 100% Italian, not greaseball,
right.
Jerky.
Well, everybody calls things by different names.
What's been going on with you and the ladies?
Yeah.
Me?
It's guy talk.
Oh, who's coming to the big show?
You mean my old co-host, Lisa?
Is she coming to the big show?
I got me in touch with her again.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa Marie's back.
I remember her.
Lisa Marie's back.
And what is she doing back? Have you bragged that you might be doing another movie and she's back in your life?
No, she's back because I went looking for her like crazy. I hired a bunch of a bunch of private investigators to find her.
You hired private investigators?
Yes, I did. Wait a second. Stone Fury had to hire another dick?
I am the dick.
I know, but you wanted more dicks to work on it with you.
No.
How many dicks?
Hired one dick, and that's my own dick, to find the best woman in my life.
I thought you just said you hired private investigators.
Of course.
Okay.
I hired a guy named Stone Fury to find her.
Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
You hired Stone Fury.
Of course.
To find this girl.
Of course.
How did Stone handle the case?
Very careful.
What did he charge you for? What's his day rate these days?
Stone's day rate? I'm not going to answer that question.
Why not? He's a
podcast. We're not doing a movie.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're the one who said you hired Stone Fury.
Yeah, I hired Stone Fury. You know, this is my turf, my town, Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. Hey, flew in from Chi-Town. He says, oh, scare master, I'm going to help you find this girl over here.
Like that?
Yeah, like that.
And then did he find her?
Can I tell you something?
We went online to get her.
So Stone Fury sits down. He goes, out of my way. Pushes everything aside. He lights up a butt. Grabs a jigger full of bourbon and sits down and hits refresh.
Sorry.
And then typed in the bar.
Says, I need your Wi-Fi password.
Wait a second here. The Stone Man doesn't smoke the weed. He does have a few drinks here and there. He's not a fucking drug addict.
What kind of stuff does he drink?
Sam Adams. He loves the Boston Lager. And he also loves the band Boston, too.
That'd be good for Beantown Heat. So
Beantown Heat's a fake film.
It is. And Tim Perpetic's a fake person.
Tim Perpetic is a fucking punk that he's lucky I don't beat the fucking shit out of him.
Perry, again, you're talking about fighting somebody. You have no fucking physical abilities. None. We were doing the Hunger Games thing against other podcasts like the Joe Rogan, Adam Carolla, Ari Scheifer.
My bodyguard fucking.
Your bodyguard.
Yeah, he'll destroy you, too.
Who?
I mean, who?
Who will destroy me?
Nick will put you down in a snap.
But Nick's our friend. Why would he do that?
Nick's my friend.
Yeah, he's kind of more our friend.
He's now more your friend? How is he more your friend?
Because you and I are best friends. You and I become best friends. He's
Nick
your friend.
Me.
My friend, best friend, becomes best friend of my friend. BF
Triple F. He's known me since I think February or March of 1970.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, what's his Wi-Fi password?
It's none of your business.
See?
Do you have it?
No.
All right, so you're not that good of a friend.
I have it.
Why would you have his Wi-Fi?
Because they're good friends.
We hung out, and I was by his web browser, and he gave me his Wi-Fi password.
Whatever.
So first thing Stone Fury does is get a Wi-Fi password when he walks into a room.
Don't worry about it. You're not getting mine.
By the way, I would like to make
What is your Wi-Fi password?
None of your business.
Why not?
Because passwords are supposed to be kept secret.
I know, but if it's Wi-Fi, we're just pulling off your Wi-Fi.
Let me guess. Every single password you have is exactly the same one.
No.
So if we could get into one, we could get into everything that you have.
No.
Oh, it's his daughter's name.
No.
No, you wouldn't put his daughter's name because his daughter doesn't like him. There's no...
No.
It's not his daughter's name. What do you think? What else do you think?
Oh, what was the name of that dog you used to have when you were a little kid and it got killed?
Cricket.
And it got killed, but you still kind of had sexual dreams about it.
Oh, you're sick.
I don't mean sexual. I mean like you pray to
you're
it.
You're sick.
It's a Jabba-ho.
I don't pray to a dog.
To the dog's spirit.
I don't pray to a dog. And Jehovah's Witnesses don't pray to dogs either.
Oh, really? Right.
Bullshit. I've heard completely different.
You don't know what the fuck you've heard.
I don't know what the fuck I've heard.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck you've heard.
Oh, really? So you're saying as a Jabba-ho, you don't pray to cricket spirit.
Jehovah's Witnesses. Mm.
You don't love cricket?
Jehovah's Witnesses. Whatever.
Anyway. We have challenged every single podcast of people we know. The Adam Carolla Show, the Joe Rogan Show, Death Squad, Ari Scheifer. And it would be in a battle, and the winner would get everyone else's listeners to listen to their show. No one has taken me up on this. Perry showed a weakness when we were threatening Joe Rogan's show.
What kind of weakness did I show? I actually like Joe. Joe's a nice kid.
Perry was a complete pussy. He said he wouldn't fight Joe Rogan. He would lose.
Fight
to
Joe
the death.
Rogan?
Right, because you're afraid that you would
to
die.
To the death? Of
right, that's
I
what
would
we
die.
Do. Right. And what we but what we
and
don't need
your goal is to fucking
No, that's
die.
Not true. That's not true at all. We want to win this Hunger Games game we're playing. And if you were out there and you didn't show a weak, no, I'm afraid. I'm not going to fight him to the death. You were a pussy. I agree with Mary Jane. Anyway,
I'm more into like hanging out with those dudes, I think.
Okay, well, I don't know what we're going to do. They haven't taken us up on it, so it's probably not.
Because they're not going to fight us. We are. Look, this is not Death Race 2000.
No, it's Hunger Games 2012. 2000.
Yeah, it's not Death Race 2000, okay?
Nobody said it was. Yet. Nobody ever said it was. We're playing a Hunger Games.
And I'm not going hungry to the death, okay?
You don't have to go hungry. There's ways to eat. It's just that the top podcast, by fighting to the death, will get everyone else's listeners. Anyway, let's stop that.
You know what they say? If you're out starving and you really need to get some sustenance and you need protein.
What's that?
You know what you're supposed to eat, Scaremaster? If you want protein.
Protein. What? Some body fluid, I would guess. If you want protein, what has protein in it? Did you just fart?
Yeah.
Did you really just fart?
I was going to say like nuts and berries.
Perry, on what planet is that cool?
Earth.
You are a fucking animal. All right, well, listen, shut up. Because now what we're going to do is we're going to turn it over to the listeners. Because this is where you, the home listener, gets to be part of the fun here at the Big Three Podcast. And all you have to do is send $10. And that's no checks, no money, or straight hard cash. And you send that to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris at 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California. So it's time once again for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
All right, we don't have many shout-outs today.
Can I read one?
Sure can. Why don't you read this one? We'll start out with this one.
Okay, this one is a $10 shout-out, and it comes to us from the Japanese Ministry of Events. Whoa, that's cool, in Tokyo. It says, Dear the Big Three, not only am I a big fan of Big Three, but I also represent the Japanese Ministry of Events in Tokyo, Japan. That being said, I would like to formally invite Perry Caravello, the Stairmaster, to the next Japanese staring contest being held in our great city. I have no doubt the Stairmaster will bring a new level of talent and professionalism to this storied event. If the spirit of competition will not bring Mr. Caravello the 250,000 yen, approximately 100,000 American dollars, surely will help convince him to take part in this riveting competition. We have no doubt that Perry has mastered the art of Japanese staring to earn him the Stairmaster title, but we want to familiarize him with the Japanese rule so he can practice prior to the event. The contest begins when two nude men stand in front of each other, face to face with their erect penises separated by only the thinnest of rice paper.
You could give me $10 billion.
I'm not going to give you $10 billion.
Not him.
Can I please finish the shout out?
Finish the shout out. Perry, we'll let him finish the shout out. Then you can argue or you can say you want to do it after. Yeah.
Once correctly aligned so they are staring directly at each other, the paper is removed and the combatants stare masturbating their own penises until one of them ejaculates.
Wrong.
The first one to ejaculate without breaking concentration or touching the other man wins a contest. Oh, that's easy for you, dude.
No.
We emphasize the man must embait his own penis. We realize that this may be a challenge for Mr. Caravalli, given his history, but surely make for a great event. Thank you and hope you hear from you soon. From Udon Sashimi, Japanese Ministry of Events. Dude.
That's money.
$100,000.
It will never happen.
For $100,000.
You can go do that. We can split the money.
It will never happen.
Why don't you go do that? We'll split the $100,000.
That would be $33,333.33.
Because he wrote it to the Big Three.
Right.
It'll never happen.
You're
Why
not?
I will not do a gay thing once.
For $100,000?
It's not a gay thing. He said,
it's a gay act.
It's a prostitution.
He says you're not supposed to.
Can I make mention of this? There's many guys that become gay prostitutes that are not gay. They just go through it and they take the money.
I'm not going to China. I don't have a passport.
All right. What if they set all that up with you?
That's a gay act. Now, even as an actor, I will not do a gay act.
Really?
Really?
No way.
So if you were part of a movie and they said, hey, listen, you have to embrace this guy and start making out with him.
No.
Okay. What if they said, you are going to win the Oscar for this? But you just have to... Okay, all right, listen just for a second. Just for a second. They said, you're going to win the Oscar for this. You just have to kiss this dude for 1 second. Wait, and you get to pick the dude. You can pick.
Oh,
are you ready? Okay, you can pick Brad Pitt.
Whoa.
Or...
He's pretty.
You can pick Brad Pitt or Robert Redford. Or who's that handsome dude?
Not. I don't care what guy.
Come on, which is it? But just help me out with this.
No, thank you.
Answer the question. I'm done with the question. But who's that one guy who's like super handsome, really popular?
How much money are you throwing in my face to be give this guy a fucking kiss?
$100,000.
That's a fucking joke.
Or $250,000.
No. But $10 billion, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it for $10 billion?
Would not do it.
Think how many
$10 billion.
Think how many children you could save.
Now, if you give me $100 trillion. Oh,
okay, now we're talking. Okay. 100 trillion on the table. Brad Pitt, a young Robert Redford, who is that handsome dude?
Yeah, I'm trying to think too. The guy who's really good looking. Perry, you know who we're talking about.
No, I don't know him.
All
right, who's a good looking guy? Come on, just name somebody. Somebody that the ladies like. Who is it? I know who you're thinking of.
That dude
Perry?
On that movie.
Perry.
That dude from that movie. Yeah, there's a
Perry.
Lot of that dudes from that movie.
Perry, who is he talking about?
It could be anybody.
Well,
name
who?
Somebody.
Name somebody. It could be a toss-up.
Well, give a couple.
We're talking straight guys or gay guys?
It doesn't matter. They're both actors, so it doesn't matter. They can be straight or gay.
Al Pacino, Robert Redford.
You already got
Hulk
Robert.
Hogan.
That's who you like, Hulk
Hogan.
No, let's stick with Hulk Hogan.
Okay,
so it's
$100 trillion. It's Hulk Hogan. You're in a scene. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to come up.
You first got to hand me a check for $100 trillion.
All right, you've got the $100 trillion.
The $100 trillion check.
Right there.
It's got to be.
It's a cashier's check.
It's got to be a cashier's check.
It's a cashier's check. Nick has it. Nick has put it in the bank.
No,
Nick
does not have it. Nick does not put it in the bank.
What are you gonna,
does not have
what's
it,
the first thing you're going to do
bank.
With $100 trillion?
Yeah, what would you do if you got all that money?
Open up a chain of businesses.
Like okay. What kind of businesses? You could do anything.
I bet you I know. It goes right back to Hooters.
That's one.
Okay, you'd open up Hooters.
Maybe a skate park or a chain of skate parks?
Yeah. Chain of skate parks. $100 trillion. That's sweet.
You know what?
The first thing you do is open
the picture at the skate park should be the picture of you with the neck brace after you
nice.
Broke your neck.
No,
nice.
It'd be a picture of me.
Kissing Hulk Hogan.
It'd be a picture of me skateboarding.
It should be you and Hulk Hogan kissing because that's what
gave
you the money.
Here's the funny photograph. Here's the real photograph.
This is going to be good.
Computer-graphed. Me doing a frontside air with the fucking full chest neck brace on,
yeah.
where I can barely, you know, bend over and reach down to touch my.
Oh, you can bend over
my feet, but
so doing, all you want is a picture of you with a neck brace, photoshopped some way, so it looks like you're doing a fancy trick on
air.
That frontside air. All right.
Yeah, you're gonna set that up.
No, I'm not gonna set up anything.
He's got all the artwork. He does.
How do I?
No, you've got artwork on your computer.
Yeah, that's what I do. I really know how to
do
that.
I remember when you first got your old computer some years ago, and you were explaining that to me.
Okay, I don't know how to do that, Perry.
All right.
Why don't you bring over your new computer and we'll do it on that?
Yeah, the one that was sent to the
three of us. Plus, it's supposed to be our days to get it anywhere for splitting this thing.
I just want to put.
No.
I just want to download a bunch of porn and then I'll give it back.
Still haven't seen it.
Yeah. No. I would like to at least see it. It was sent to us.
It was sent to me.
It was sent to you, but
it was given to me.
It was because of us.
It was because of the big three.
Right, exactly. All right, let me get this next letter. Dear Perry, we've known you as the Scare Master, Stone Fury, the Baby Guy, and others. No one knows who you really are, though.
Bullshit.
Do we even know who you are? We love Windy City Heat, the Big Three podcast, because of all your different characters and your uncanny ability to punk the people around you. Is that what he's doing? Do you think he punks us, Maul?
What?
That was
it says right here that they punk the people around you. You're
but
always
Ashton Kutcher term punked.
Then it says
actually was stolen from us.
Was it
stolen?
Yeah, he just changed the name from the way the three of us as like the new Millennium Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Well, but
fucking around with each other.
But that's not punking. I mean, for you,
punking
is more like a prison.
He goes on to say, you're always tricking Don and Mole. What?
I'm always tricking Don and Mole?
That's what it says right here.
Okay, keep reading.
What?
Keep reading.
Okay. I've often wondered who you were when that incident happened with Randy Callahan. I have a theory that you're a closet gay persona, Stone Cold Fury. Was in control at the time, and he punked Randy into blowing you. However, I'm not sure
do
who
they
jerked
understand?
Who off.
Stop. Stop. This, what? Do they understand what happened?
Well, it says right here, this would not mean that you are necessarily gay, but it would explain some things about Stone Fury. Please explain, Mr. Caramello. Thank you, Ryan. Please, no more Big Three boycotts. They need your support. And then he turned it over. Please use this money to help continue the world's greatest podcast. Do what's right, Perry. Okay, go on. What were you saying now, Scaremaster?
Do they know what the fuck happened with me, why Randy Callahan forced me in a...
You know what? Can I say one thing? It really upsets me when people say that you blew Randy. That is not true. If you don't know the story by now, we've only told it about a million times. Perry was going from agency to agency saying that he would do whatever it took to get in show business. And one thing led to another, and he did not blow him. Why? He jerked him off. The guy blew Perry. Jesus Christ, can't you get it through your fucking heads?
Wrong. You guys, let's back up 20 years.
Thank you.
I answered an ad in the Penny Saver.
By the way, speaking of that, I should say this. The anniversary of that is coming up June 25th. Right. Well, it's June
25th. What are we doing, show?
What we're going to do is we're going to do two podcasts that day. Now, we're going to do it on the 25th, which is a Monday night, June 25th, in the main room of the Comedy Store, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, and then we will do a show after that. And then at midnight, we will bring in the actual date of the time that happened when you were going from agency to agency.
Oh, so it'll be like the first, let me ask
you.
So the first show, the first podcast is going to focus on the BJ and the second one is going to be on the jerk job?
No. I don't think a lot of that's going to come out. It may be mentioned throughout one of those podcasts about what happened. It may be mentioned because it is a celebration. Now I'll tell you this.
Here's what happened.
What happened, Scaremaster?
I answered an ad in the Penny Saver to become, work in Hollywood. So answering the ad in the Penny Saver was going to this production company in North Hollywood called Total Eclipse Productions. I went and did a photo shoot, a billboard photo shoot for Alvarado Hospital in San Diego.
You're going in and out of my headphones,
quiet,
buddy.
Please.
You got my headphones going in and out. These are the ones you broke.
The fucking film shoot was done at Magic Mountain Studios.
Right.
Courts.
Okay, we were there a fucking 12-hour day, and I met a ton of beautiful, not just pretty, but beautiful young ladies. Beautiful. And we're all hugging and kissing like it's a big celebration or something. And
not as big as this June 25th, 10 p.m. at the Comedy Store.
We'll see.
I don't think so. This celebration is going to be huge. People are calling it the holiday. Go ahead.
All right. So there was one girl there that was from Santa Monica, real sweetheart. I forget her name. She reminded me a lot of Shannon Doherty, and we more or less kind of...
I'm sorry, my headphones went out. Randy reminded you of Shannon Doherty?
Wrong! Douchebag. This chick at the film set, the Shannon Doherty lookalike.
Get to the part where you know what.
Yeah. She asked me how to get back to the freeway, and I told her to follow me. She follows me. I start going up the on-ramp. I pulled over. She pulls over behind me. And then I asked her if she was okay on her way home by herself. She says, I'll be fine. So she says, I'll be fine. So then I said, okay. And then I reached my head into the car to give her a good night kiss on the cheek, like I normally do to most of my female friends.
Why you have none?
Well, I have thousands.
Really?
Thousands.
Well, we'll see.
Go to my fucking Facebook page.
Yeah,
and
that,
all my girlfriends.
That has a lot to do with it. Okay, go ahead.
And she called him.
She freaked out
and she called Randy. And then he calls me into the office the next day. And what happened.
What?
Story.
He asked you to do something.
Yeah, he asked me to do, do him some favors.
And you thought what?
I thought detail his car.
Yeah.
Do some.
That's not what he wanted. That's not what he wanted at all.
He's staring at my crotch.
What were you wearing?
I don't remember.
Would you say that what you were wearing was somewhat suggestive?
Never. To a guy?
Were you teasing him a little bit?
What? I don't tease men.
Okay.
I just heard I tease men.
Mole, I'm going to ask you to put on those other headphones.
Mole, you're gay.
Well, he's never had sex with a man.
I wonder. I've never hang out with him, so I don't know what he does.
What are you trying? You want to hang out with me?
Are you crazy?
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you trying to seduce me, Mr. Robinson?
Yeah, right.
So he doesn't want you to detail his car. He doesn't want you to file papers.
He doesn't want me to file papers.
He's staring at your crotch. And what does he want from that?
He says, I'm not sucking your dick. And he says, okay, you don't suck mine, but I suck yours.
And he said, okie dokie.
Not only do I suck yours, but then what I will do is I will get you 3 SAG vouchers.
And you said, 3 SAG vouchers? Tell you what, I'll give you a jerk job.
Not quite that. That wasn't quite how I answered him back.
So how'd you answer? You said, yippee.
Do you remember?
You said, where do I sign?
Did you have to sign work papers to do this?
I signed papers to do the next shoot.
Right.
With Christina Applegate.
Wait. Did you wash your hands before you used the pen?
Oh, fuck.
I hope so, because someone picked the pen up after you.
This is something I never knew. So now the act happens. And it wasn't bad. If I remember, he came pretty
hard. He swallowed me like a fucking milkshake.
So you did come.
Of course.
You loved it.
I loved it. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Sure, I love you.
Okay, and he...
You always talk about it and bragging.
I don't brag about it, you fucking cocksuckers.
Really?
Bring it up.
I wanted to talk about other stuff. I want to talk about...
You want to talk about...
Oh, really? I bought a newspaper talking about the person.
Let's...
Rock and roll, guys!
Come on, settle down.
Come on, Dan. Rock and roll.
Let's finish this story. Okay, so now you both come. So this is the part that I never heard before. Now, after that's all done, you don't remember what happens. There isn't any. Hey, that was pretty good.
No,
good for you. None of that.
No.
What was said? Do you remember that?
He said, "Okay, tomorrow you're going to work with Christina Applegate on a shoot."
Then you had to stand.
Did he say, "Hey, I hope she's as friendly as you are, dude"? Did he make promises that he would call and he never called? Because that is so much like a dude.
That was the last time I worked for him.
So it really didn't work out for you after all?
No.
So you just got the one job. Do you remember what the pay was on that?
I believe back then it was like $45.
You have the contract in your hand. You walk into the... You walk into the truck in the parking lot. Did you stop for a minute and pump your fist like, I did it?
When you were signing the papers, were your pants up or down?
Pants were up. I didn't sign papers.
Did you go into the bathroom to wipe the hot semen off your dick?
He swallowed me, so there was no semen on my dick. That's how he sucked me dry. There was nothing there.
Can I tell you something honestly?
It's like a weird guy talk.
You've told that story many times.
I've told the story almost
and,
every
and you know
time.
What? And I will say something
and it's
honestly.
It's disgusting.
But the way you describe it is still beautiful. And you always just throw a little extra in it each time you've ever told it. That was really good. Thank you, Perry.
It's like a fine wine.
So the people that say that Perry blew him, you see how wrong you are. And I hope you feel silly about the whole thing. Anyway, we've got one last $10 shout-out. Why don't you read this
Wait, I'm sorry. The Elvis lights are on. Could you tell that story again?
Eat me.
That's how it started.
Dear Perry, I'm glad that you want to have children with me. I'm going to send you some pills that you'll need to start taking a week before I come out to see you. They will prepare your body to accept the pre-fertilized egg that I'm going to inject into your abdomen with a syringe. It will hurt a little bit, but Dimitri Moreland keeps bugging the fucking shit out of me.
Just read the fucking $10 shout out.
Start from the top. Dear Perry, I'm glad that you want to have children with me. Yeah, what chick is this? I'm going to send you some pills that you'll need to start taking a week before I come out to see you. They will prepare your body to accept the pre-fertilized egg that I'm going to inject into your abdomen with a syringe. It will hurt a little bit, but to make you feel better, I'll give you an injection in the butt, but it won't be with a syringe, though. Are the Javajos okay with having children out of wedlock? If not, we may have to set up a hasty marriage before you give birth. Number one, faggot, there's none of this shit happening.
He wrote that?
Yes.
Is this you commenting on it?
That was my comment.
Okay.
No,
it's confusing when you do it like
next
that.
Next paragraph. I would also appreciate it if you could convince Don to be the godfather of our child.
Yes, I will.
I think he would be a very positive influence on our son or daughter. You could even do a Big Three podcast from the hospital while you're delivering the baby. What an episode that would be. Our child will have all the opportunities in the world with Daddy Dimitri, Mama Perry, Godfather Don, and Uncle Mo. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to this.
Looking out for them, be sure to let Christina she's going to have a little stepbrother or sister. She may not be my blood daughter, but I care about her, too.
Oh, that's
love
nice.
You, Dimitri Moreland. Perry is still being naughty on Facebook. Please don't let him have my shout-out money. Well, guess what, Dimitri? Go fuck yourself. 1, 2, this will never happen. So don't even think about it, you fucking cocksucker. And you're being booted off of Facebook as well as Twitter. I'm blocking you on all pages.
All right, well then, that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
February 6th. In a hospital somewhere in the valley, a plug was pulled. That plug was connecting the life of Sonny Cookie Caramello.
He was
more than just Perry's father. He was a naval hero.
Drum roll!
That was during the time of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So he was at the forefront of something very special for a lot of people. He was a hero. He was in the Korean War. He was in World War II. When that plug was pulled, we thought it was a goodbye. But week after week, through the strength of a man that isn't even a man, he's beyond being a man. He is something very special. He's Sonny Cookie Caramello, Perry's father. Is he still alive?
4,000 thumbs up, yes.
Okay.
And getting stronger every day.
Quincy's never going to get to adopt you, man. Until your dad dies.
You know what?
Quincy's not going to adopt
He wants to
me
adopt
ever.
You when your dad dies,
Please
man.
Did you
adopt
hear that?
Me.
Hold on. Is that a phone call? Can you send that call through for us,
please? Probably him.
I'll bet it is.
Hello. I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Adams. What's happening?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Well, listen, I've got a thought. Who wants to hear it?
I think I do.
You want to hear a thought? Since he seems to be immortal, I've decided the best way to get my hands on Perry is to have Cookie killed.
No.
Thoughts?
No.
I don't think that's a good idea. All right. I'm sort of kidding anyway. So listen,
goodbye.
I've got much more disturbing news than Perry's murdered father. I received a dreadful voice message from a young lady distraught over her treatment at the hands of Scaremaster. Sound familiar?
Are you talking about, I think,
yes,
Lisa?
Yes, Mr. Bonas. Yes, Lisa.
Yeah, she was cool. She seemed really
Indeed,
cool.
She did seem cool. Here, let me do this. Let me play you a bit of the frantic voice message she sent to me. Apparently, she went to the Scaremaster's apartment and well, things did not work out for her as she had hoped. And she goes on and on about how she went there. Here, let me just play some of
what
she told me.
Well, this is the girl that came over to your house.
I wanted people to know where I was in case something happened.
Went over to his apartment.
When he opened the door, he was wearing only his underwear.
Yes.
He then grabbed my butt and lifted me towards him, telling me that he shaved specifically for my visit.
Love it.
I didn't ask which part.
Mm.
He pushed me over to the couch and gave me coffee. And that's where he told me that he would buy me a tank of gas if I would be, quote-unquote, nice to him.
What a charmer.
That was also where he grabbed my face and he kissed me, which I didn't enjoy at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that he does have nice, pillowy lips, so I can see why gay men are attracted to him. Anyway, when I got home, he called me on the phone.
Guilty!
He left me a message that I have. He called me a hateful two-faced bitch and a cunt because of the picture on Facebook. He then compared himself to Madonna, and he said he would sue me for stalking him.
Well, as you can see, it's quite disturbing, and it goes on and on in such a way that, anyway, I feel terrible for this Lisa. Scaremaster, did you cross the line with this young lady?
None of your business.
Did you, dude? Tell me what happened.
None of your business.
You know what? Listen. How about this? I want to give you an opportunity. Would you like you to try another shot at love with her?
Wrong. I've got better women.
You're certain?
I've got better women that I'm dealing with, this? All right?
Let's see who the audience picked for you. Let's take a look. Oh, they went with Nathaniel's still grieving mother. Better luck next time.
Oh, joke, God. Dude, joke.
Right you are, Walter. Right you are. Here we are. Why did the star need to use the little boy's room?
Ah, it had to twinkle.
Quite right. Are we adorable or what?
We are adorable.
We really are. Are we? Yes, we are. Yes, are we adorable? Yes. 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 We are. Anywho, goodbye, gentlemen and Scaremaster. Toodles.
See you, Mr. Adams. Wow. What a suave son of a bitch you are.
So how'd it go with that lady? It sounded like you guys
really
got along.
She's not sexy. She wasn't hot.
She sounded nice, though.
She was nice. That's why when she left, I brought her to a gas station. I filled her car up with gas.
Oh, you, that was nice. You went to the
premium?
Door.
Regular unleaded. It's expensive enough these days.
What gas station? Arco?
Arco. Yeah.
You went to the door in just your underwear.
I went to the door with nothing on. There was no underwear. I had nothing on.
That's a fucking great move, man.
Dude,
because if they're coming in, they know what
they're doing. And you told her that you shaved? That's the first thing you told
her? Told her. She saw that I had no hair there.
How could she see it?
Dude, I was unclothed.
Was she kind of like, wow, you were naked? What a small penis?
Yes.
Totally naked. You answered the door naked?
Yes.
What?
Like yes.
Crazy. Did she make mention how small your penis was or no?
No, she was staring at the size of my dick. She liked what she saw.
Did she say that?
She sure did.
What'd she say?
She goes, I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm not going.
She goes, I'm not going there. She goes, get your clothes on.
So that
wait a second.
Wouldn't say that she's
that's
really
liking.
That's
not what she said.
It.
She said you answered on your underwear, but you're saying you answered on naked?
I was stark naked.
You open the door, stark naked. Here's a woman. This is the first time you're meeting her.
That's the first time I'm meeting her, exactly.
Awesome. And so she goes, hey, man, put that away. I'm not going there. And you go, okay. And you went and got some underwear?
I'm not.
When did you kiss her?
I kissed her goodbye. Babe. Well,
she said
just
you
too much to mop later.
No. No, she came in. I asked her if she wanted some coffee because I was making coffee. She says, yeah. I got her a cup of coffee.
At what point did you grab her face and kiss her? Like she
when
said.
She was walking, when I sat down to put my shoes on. I put my shoes on first, and I walked on the other side of the room. I put my pants on, my shorts on, excuse me. Put my shorts on, went to the kitchen. I was pouring a cup of coffee for myself.
Did you wear your underwear? You're in your underwear?
Cup I don't wear Joe. Underwear.
That's so, right. What are you wearing? Shorts?
Shorts.
Just a pair of Chicago shorts?
Show?
What does that
Chicago
mean?
Chicago shorts.
Cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts. Yeah, I have a pair of cargo shorts.
And you're wearing a shirt or no?
Not at first.
Just the cargo shorts, and you go, let me go get us a couple of cups of coffee. Don't worry, I'm not going to drop any hairs in it because I shaved my whole body already. Did you shave your whole body that day?
Was it the whole body?
The whole body was shaved, yes.
When you say the whole body,
under
your
his
arms,
arms
are still
he does
hairy.
Under his
well,
arms.
The arms have hair, but...
The arms, the underarms.
My neck, down to my nuts.
And do you shave your back?
I can't reach back there.
So the
you why have, would I shave my back?
I don't know. I don't. Why would you,
why'd
shave,
you shave
your back?
Front?
Yeah.
I shaved my front.
Why do you shave your front?
It started with a girlfriend that I was dating some years
and
ago.
And you just you like it.
That she shaved me first. Right.
But then it grew in back, the, and you didn't have to do it again.
No. No. Let me finish the story.
Okay, we're listening.
She shaved me first.
Hey, get a little energy, Sam
Shut
Adams.
Shut the fuck up, asshole! You want me to tell you the fucking story? Shut the fuck up!
That's what I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm not saying a fucking word!
Okay, so she said shave.
Tell the story,
you open your fucking mouth! I'm not saying shit!
We're doing a podcast,
Perry. We're not doing a podcast. We're fucking with me.
How are we fucking with you? We're asking
Noel
you a story.
Noel is opening up his fucking mouth.
Well, we're...
So Mo opens up his fucking mouth again... I am not speaking to the rest of the show.
Well, Perry,
can you hear me?
We're in the middle of you talking about how you raped this girl. Now, please pick it up.
Raped Lisa Jablonski?
No, he didn't rape her. He was talking about how he used to have a girlfriend who was into it when he shaved. And she shaved him the first time.
No.
She
said, I'm going to talk about the girl that shaved me the first
time. What year was this?
She shaved you. She shaved you the first time.
What year are you talking?
year was that?
I guess the bottom line is when you had jabbed your cock into Randy's mouth, were you shaved at the time there?
I don't remember.
Did he like that?
Randy Callahan's...
When did you originally shave yourself?
The first time with this girl was in Rancho Mirage, California, back in the 80s. 81 or 2, I think.
By the way, if I may add something, in less than 2 weeks, you know what that anniversary is coming up? The 20-year
anniversary.
Right, because on May 31st, 1992... We met, and we immediately kind of liked each other.
Was it May 31st?
May 31st, the last Sunday.
The last Sunday of 1992.
Now, which of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands. So, take your time. Tell me. Is it safe?
For what?
Tell him, Scaremaster.
Is what safe?
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
I don't know. He's acting like he's...
What I'm acting like is this, is that when I'm hungry and I want some of the finest Thai food in the world, I go to the best place that I know of. It's in West Hollywood, California. It's What the Huck. That's What the Huck for the finest in Thai cuisine. 323-654-7952. What is it, Perry?
323-654-7952.
Mole. That's What the Huck. Perry, do you even like Thai food?
Yeah, I love Thai
food. And then yet, as much as you hate it, you still eat here because What the Huck is some of the finest food you're ever going to have. Am I right?
Sure.
If you could get your last meal from What the Huck, what would you have?
You're on death row for raping Lisa. You're now to the point where it's your last meal. You call up What the Huck. What's the food that you're going to have?
No, I'm thinking of the Thai restaurant over by my house. So,
anything.
I used to go there with Linda.
Doesn't have to be Thai food.
So,
could be any food.
It really could be.
Could be any food you want in the world.
Well, let me tell you this.
That's What the Huck. 323-654-7952.
But don't take Dan's word for it. Take it from a real American hero.
No, that comes
me.
A little bit later.
I'm going to talk about the...
We were talking about this a little bit earlier, and we have you come up with three punishments, and we will select the one that we like the best. Now, if we don't use yours, we will go online and get some of the people, because they've had some really good suggestions for this. So... What are your three suggestions for your punishment for fucking with Neil Leeds, for trying to get the $10 shout-outs to you, and for screaming at me?
I'll accept two of those three, but let's read the three that I wrote down.
Okay.
Drink a glass of cow's milk on the show with, and if I shit my pants on the show, you are washing my clothes, and I'm sitting here stark naked in front of Mary Jane, as well as in front of Mole.
Okay,
oh, thank you, dude.
I really don't like want good
that's
one.
Number one.
That push doesn't sound good. Honest. Wait a minute.
Unacceptable.
Stop, okay, nobody here likes that one at all.
Number two.
You almost had us when you were saying drink a glass of milk. That sounded good.
Here's how I'll do it. I'll take my pills first, then I'll drink the glass of milk.
Ah, it's sneaky.
You are son. Okay, so we don't want that one. Go ahead.
All right. I'll say the Pledge of Allegiance on the podcast.
Okay.
Maybe on the show.
Number three, I'll smoke a bowl with Mole.
No, dude, you know what? You just get really weird and stuff.
Okay, so our choices are, have you drink a glass of milk on the show for you to smoke a bowl with...
Oh, wait, a bowl of what?
A bowl of
pizza
wheat.
Pasta? Yeah.
You don't smoke pizza pasta. You eat pizza pasta. You eat pizza or you eat pasta.
I think that what he was going to do is smoke a bowl with you.
I think we should do all three of those things. I think...
And then the get third baked, one was say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Drink the milk and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think, Mole?
I think he could do all those.
We said one. Now, I don't like the drinking milk because that sounds like it's worse. You shitting everywhere and we have to clean it up and clean your pants and see you naked. I don't think that's fair to us, so I don't think I like that one. Mole, do you like that one?
No, thank you, sir.
Mary Jane, do you like that one?
Absolutely not. Absolutely
okay,
no.
Okay, so that's definitely a no. The second one was saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, my first thought is that would be kind of cool if he had to say that at the big podcast on the big show.
Memorized, though, right? Not right, reading it.
Right. On June 25th, 10 p.m. I think that might be kind of good, but I'm not. I don't think that's really a punishment. To say something good about the country he lives in, I don't see why that's a punishment. I think it's beautiful.
Why it's a punishment is because it's against my religion.
And you hate this country. The two combined, I do understand.
Country. The reason why I love this country is they help provide the best skateboards manufactured on the planet.
That is why I love it, too. Country. How about this? How about he sings Dog Bless America?
That is more despicable than despicable.
I would almost be willing to say that that would be the one I'd like to do. If he's saying Dog Bless America in front of the entire audience, I would go with that.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll give you an instrumental version, and you have to sing Dog Bless America.
I have to have the lyrics because I don't know how it'll go.
We'll write up the lyrics for you. And there might be a few changes in there, but it'll be Dog Bless America.
You know the basic tune, though, right?
Dog Bless America. Land that I love.
Woof, woof. Okay,
I think that that's what we'll do
okay.
then. All right? So sure. Everybody in agreement with that? Mole?
Gonna sing Dog Bless America?
Yeah. You like that?
Show.
Mary Jane?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
What's the pay?
What's the pay? Are you fucking kidding me?
What's the pay?
What's the pay?
All right. No, then you know what? We'll switch it. Here would be the new one. For 2 months, Perry is not allowed to get any $10 shout-outs. I like that
then
one.
For 2 months, you'll never see Scary
Okay,
Master.
Well, then the show's over.
Then I'll go move my life forward.
How are you going to move your life forward, just out of curiosity?
Are you guys messing with each other
what's
again?
What's the next move for you?
What's my next
yeah,
move?
Yeah, what is your next move, you brain-dead fuck?
I'm a brain-dead fuck.
Yes, you are.
It's none of your business what my next move is.
What are you going to do? This is the best thing you have going, and I'm tired of you saying that you have anything else. Perry, your view of life...
It's awesome.
...is ridiculous.
He's a rock star, man. That's how he does it. He's got that Stone Fury attitude.
It's my way or it's no way.
There's no way.
God, you're...
I'm the boss.
You're the boss. Ladies come over and shave your chest.
On occasion.
You want to get a lady coming over, you take off all your clothes, you answer the door... With all your hair shaved. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Hey, if she's not ready to blow me, forget it. Next.
You should write an inspirational calendar.
I cannot tell you what a bad human being you are.
Yeah, that's from right. You
almost,
cannot.
From almost no, raping that girl when she came over to your house.
I'm bad.
And if I remember correctly.
I'm really super bad. Get the fucking ass down, Jagoff.
The reason that she came by your place in the first place is because she felt sorry for you.
My dick was the reason why she came by in the first place.
What happened was this. She made a bet with you that if you could not fucking scream through an entire show, she would fuck you.
Exactly.
You like her?
Then you begged her to come over. You pleaded with her to come over. She came over, and that's the way you handle it. You answered the door for the first time completely naked. You grabbed her ass. You tried to kiss her, and then you called her names.
These are your interpretations of
all right. How did you answer the door?
I opened the door. You know
what were you wearing?
Nothing.
All right, so I wasn't wrong there. Did you kiss her?
Yeah, we both kissed hello.
She kissed you.
She kissed me. I kissed her.
Did you grab her ass?
I smacked her in the ass as she went by me over by my entrance.
And there's nothing wrong with any of that.
I think smacking her in the ass.
You walk in here. My nose is still hurt where your fucking elbow went in there. Where you met a world peace me right in the fucking face. That's funny, Perry.
I didn't quite met a world peace you.
Yes, you did.
Yes,
that wasn't a love tap. Well, anyway, you're just such a good guy.
If I met a world peace, I would have probably broken your nose.
You know, ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Mole?
I don't know it.
Wouldn't you say, but don't take Don's word?
Oh, but don't take Dan's word for it. Seriously, don't take his word for it. Because he said a lot of stuff that's not true. Like he said, the Scary Master's a bad dude, and he's awesome. He's my best friend. So don't take Dad's word for it.
He hit me in the face for no reason.
Yeah.
For no reason. I didn't touch him. Yeah. Did I touch you?
You didn't touch me.
What did I say? About to.
It's
so you're reading
called
it.
Improvising.
Okay, anyway. Don't take my word for it. Let's listen to the words and to the wisdom of an American hero, skateboard enthusiast.
Skateboard wannabe.
Terrifying Timmy Perpetic.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh, 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 ooh! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you. Ooh, 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 ooh!
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338.
How is everybody's Mother's Day?
Without a mom, you know, I always have a Mother's Day.
Why'd you bring it up then?
As you know, Perry's movie time has been canceled because of lack of effort from a fucking guy that had one job to do every week.
Yeah, right.
So it was canceled, but we have to play the song because we made an agreement that we would pay for this song, and we paid for it for so many times, so we're still going to play it. So it's time once again for the theme for Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Like I said before, there is no Perry's Movie Time, so that was today's Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
I should tell everybody this. We are having the show on June 25th. Now, at midnight, we will celebrate the anniversary of the holiday, or as Perry calls it,
my 20th anniversary of being in show business.
Right. So that actually happens on the 26th. So at midnight, we will celebrate as a group to bring in the 20th anniversary of Perry in show business. So now, if you want to get tickets, send them to tickets, care of Don Barris. That's at 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Also, if you want to get some Perry with the gay sticker, with the question mark by it, because we haven't been having anybody really put those up. Somebody recently, last week, put up some over at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but we haven't had many people. We want you to take these stickers, put them on famous landmarks in your hometown. And if you want to get those stickers, send it to Don Barris, care of stickers, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Well, I see that we're running out of time on the show, and we should get to the what I consider the best damn thing we do on this motherfucking show.
What the Hucks?
No, not What the Hucks. It's a segment that the fans and the critics both love. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. And at one point, we ran into some problems with the home game. Any update on that, Mole? Do we have to say anything?
No, but we're really excited about our new Mole Flakes cereal.
What?
It's Mole Flakes cereal. And in each box, there's a toy surprise, which looks like an old Mole Play game piece.
Yeah.
But it's not. Because we had to get them off the market.
Yeah, didn't we run into some real problems?
What company is making this cereal?
It's not through General Mills. It's an off-brand. It's an off-brand generic. We're rolling it out.
Yeah. Bring me a box next week.
It's in pre-production, but okay.
Bring me a box next week.
Wow, what a dick you
are. I had the prototype on my phone, but I don't have my phone.
I want to see real stuff. I don't want imaginary shit.
Well, you know what?
I don't want lies being told to me.
Maybe your company could actually put it on Facebook to start promoting it.
Well, kind of. I'm not even supposed to really be talking about it.
Well, you know what?
You just brought it up, jerky. Why would you bring it up?
You know what, Scaremaster? You know what? You're right.
It's not even out there for real.
It's not out there yet.
Wait for it to be done, then surprise us.
It's called being excited about something like you never have been before. Okay.
I'm excited about a lot of things, but you know when you announce something that's supposed to be secret.
Okay. Then you want to get excited about this. It's time once again for Mole Play.
All right, now Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is where Mole will set up the scenario. Sometimes he takes something from what we've done on the show, and sometimes he takes things from the front pages of our local papers. Well, then he'll cast the scene. He'll then direct the scene. Now, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
On today's Mole Play, we head back in time to Scaremaster's apartment, where he's about to get a visit from a friend. It's Lisa from the internet. Now, Lisa's a really sweet girl, and she just wants to share some loving with Scaremaster. Scaremaster comes to the door, totally nude and shaved. But soon other people are going to enter the picture. But for now, Lisa knocks on the door, and there is a naked, shorn Scaremaster. Oh, Scaremaster, you play Scary Perry Caramelli. Dan, you play Lisa.
Gotcha.
Mole Play.
Let me knock on the door.
Hello?
Yeah, it's me, Perry. It's Lisa.
What's going on?
He opens the door.
Can I come in?
Come on in, kid.
Can you open the door?
The door's already open. Walk in.
Wow, what are you wearing?
You see that I got nothing on?
Yeah, it looks like you shave everywhere. What man does that?
Guys, I like to get licked like a chocolate fucking ice cream.
Wow, you really know how to say things to get a woman going mad.
Well, she wasn't going mad, so...
Why don't you spank me on the ass?
Because your ass is not where I can spank you, so, you
kiss
know...
Kiss me. Kiss
me. I'm not kissing you.
Kiss me.
No.
Kiss yes, me. And.
Yes, and. Yes, and then what?
Should I take off my clothes?
Yeah, if you take off your clothes, I can't fuck you, Lisa. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because you got a cock! Oh, oh!
I don't have a cock. Look at... Come here. Smell my pussy.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Suddenly, in the door walks Stone Fury, who's been looking for Lisa, but a different Lisa. Stone Fury... Scaremaster, you gotta play Stone Fury also.
Yo, what do you need?
Oh, who's this?
And Stone Fury is looking for a wireless password.
A wireless password? For what?
It's gotta get on the internet.
I'm not giving out a password.
Stone, you asked Lisa for the password.
Lisa,
Stone asked Lisa.
I've already got her. A wireless password for what? I still don't understand
just
what you're saying.
Stone wants Lisa's wireless password. What's so hard to understand?
But I'm not giving that out.
You're asking Lisa. You're Stone.
So Lisa, email me your wireless password.
But I'm here right now. I can give it to you right here.
That's all right.
Suddenly, behind Lisa comes Hulk Hogan with $100 trillion, and he wants to kiss Stone Fury.
Hello, Hulkamaniacs.
Where's the money?
Right here.
I don't see a dollar.
He leans in for a kiss to Stone
give
Fury.
Give me a kiss.
Mistaking Stone Fury There's for no Scaremaster Caramelli.
There's no money.
Hey, what's your name? What is your name? Welcome to Hulkamania!
They kiss.
Get away from me! Get the fuck away from me! Get the fucking face away from me!
And that's Mole Play!
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
You're a nut, man. I don't know why you want to be gay with me.
I don't want to be gay. I'm an actor.
It's called acting,
you're not
dude.
An actor. When you're I'm trying to be gay with me.
I don't think that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to act. I'm trying to do a good job at what I do.
You want to blow me, don't you?
No, I don't want to blow you. I'm trying to be proud of what I do.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Well, that was today's Mole Play, and I got to tell you, Perry, you really let me down in that one. I thought.
No, I didn't.
I really thought that today's Mole Play was going to be one of the better ones ever, but Perry, you fucked it up again.
I didn't fuck anything up.
You didn't even act very well.
You didn't want me to fucking kiss you.
No, that wasn't it. You didn't want to play Stone. You didn't want to play fucking yourself. You couldn't do anything.
I did play Stone. I did play
Mole,
myself.
Am I right about this?
And all you guys like to do is
I think when you look back on this performance, I think you're going to see Scaremaster delivered something special today.
Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, I'll buy that.
I think we're too close to it to even appreciate it right now.
Remember, May 31st, the 20th anniversary of Perry and I being pals. Give me five there. And on June 25th, don't forget it, the world-famous Comedy Store at 10 p.m., maybe the greatest show you're ever going to see. Two podcasts will be taped that night, and we're inviting people to come down. We want to fill the place because what we want to be able to do is show people that, hey, we can draw. And then we're going to come to your local town. So, guys, tickets, they're only $10, so come to Los Angeles. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. My Facebook account is Don Barris. Mole's Facebook account is Walter Molininski. Perry is Perry F. Caravello. That's K-A-R-V-E-L.
Spell it out right, please.
K-A-R-C.
A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O, Caravello.
Caravello?
Caravello or Caravello.
Anyway, and then on Twitter, you're at...
ScaryPerry18.
Don't forget, friend of the show, American hero, skateboard enthusiast, Tim Perpetix there.
Skateboard wannabe. By the way, talking about skateboarding, June 20th, the Saturday before the 25th is June 23rd. I'm going to be at the Venice Skate Park.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
No, wrong.
Nobody cares.
I'm going to be at Venice Skate Park offering a competition against Tim Perpetic to skateboard against me.
Oh, shut up. We got it. We're closing the show. I'm cutting this all out anyway.
My headphones went out. He's going to do what?
I knew you would cut out the fact that I'm going to be skateboarding at the...
Okay, shut up! Here, put her there, guys. Well, so until next time, here we go. Big three! See ya!